Okay, today the Mishnah, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Ksubos. Today we are learning parak Zayin, Mishnayis Vav and Zayin. So we spoke about a bunch of cases where a woman can force her husband to divorce her and pay her ksuba. So we're going to go through some cases where it's the opposite. The husband can divorce his wife even if she doesn't want a divorce, and he's not going to be on the hook for her ksuba. I mean, basically the rule is that if the woman is the one that ruined the marriage, then she's not entitled to a ksuba. If the man is the one that ruined the marriage, then he's obligated to pay the ksuba. So the following are situations that where the woman is considered to have ruined the marriage and therefore loses the right to ksuba. So she behaves in a way that violates, tznius, on a daraisa level or on a derabanan level. What does it mean, das Moshe? The laws of Moshe. So she feeds him food that didn't have maisus taken off from it. She slept with him while she was in Nida. She wasn't marfish chala from the dough. Vino deres veinim akayemes. She takes nedarim and she does not fulfill those nedarim. Ve'ezu hidas Yehudis. And what is considered to be a violation of das Yehudis? Yotza v'rosha prua. She goes outside with her head uncovered. V'tova b'shuk. Or she spins wool in a public place where her sleeves are coming up higher in her arms, so that she's exposing her upper arms. Umidaberesim kaladam, or she goes and speaks with all different sorts of guys, just sicha betela in the marketplace. Abishol omer, af hamikalelis yoldo b'fanav, if she curses out his parents in front of him. Rabbi Tarfon omer, af hakalanis, if she's a very noisy person. Ve'ezui kalanis, what does it mean that she's a very noisy person? Like she midaberes betoch pesa, ushchira, shomen kalda, that if she speaks in her house and the neighbors are able to hear her, it doesn't mean that she's stam is schmoozing in her house. It means b'shas tashmish, she makes noises that the neighbors are able to hear. So it's a terrible, terrible breach of tznius. Mishnah Zayin, a mekadesh isha al menashe in aleh nedarim. If a person is mekadesh a wife on the condition that she doesn't have any nedarim, v'nimtzu aleh nedarim, and it turns out she does have a bunch of nedarim, ain a mekadesh, and the kedushin is not valid because it was done al tanai, and the tanai wasn't fulfilled. Now, Knasa Stam, if a guy marries a wife without making any special tanai, vinim to ala nadarim, and it turns out she's Nisha Nadranis, she has all sorts of nadarim, teitse shalaba ksuba, then he could divorce her without having to pay her ksuba, but he does at least have to give her a get, meaning there it is a valid kiddushin, it's just he has grounds for divorce because he can claim that he never wanted to marry a woman who has nadarim. You do need a get though, because it could be that at the time they got married, he didn't mind marrying a woman that has nadarim, and now he just says that that's an unlivable situation. The reason nadarim are such a big deal is the Gemara says, "Bavo nadarim banim esim k'shem ketanim." When people violate nadarim, it causes their children to die young. So that's really something that ruins the entire household. Amana she'in b'mumin, if he makes a tanai in his kiddushin that his wife does not have any physical defect, v'nimtzu b'mumin, and she does have a physical defect, einu mekadeshes, then the kiddushin is not valid. But kanasa stam, if he married a woman stam, v'nimtzu b'mumin, and it turns out that she had a mum teite shelo b'ksuba, then she can get divorced without a ksuba, but she will need a get. Kol mumin apalsim b'kohanim, palsim b'nashim. Any mum that would passel a kohen from doing avoda in the Beis HaMikdash would passel a woman when it comes to the halachos of marriage. Now, which mumin passel a kohen? So for that, you have to learn Maseches Bechoros, which mumin passel kohanim. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that the following women lose their ksuba if they violate Das Moshe or Das Yehudis, and Das Moshe includes feeding him food that maisos aren't taken off from, having tashmish with him while she's in Ida, not being mafresh chala, taking the nedarim that she's unable to fulfill or that she doesn't fulfill. Violations of Das Yehudis include not covering her hair, spinning wool in a public place, speaking with all sorts of guys about frivolous things. And Abishal says even if she curses his parents in front of him, and Rabbi Tarfon says even if she's very loud, and loud means that during tashmish she's loud enough for the neighbors to hear. Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a man makes a specific tanai in his kiddushin that the woman doesn't have nedarim, and it turns out she does have nedarim, the whole kiddushin is not valid. But if he never made a specific tanai, Tanai, and it turns out that she has Nadarim, so they are married, but he's allowed to give her a get without having to pay her Ksuba. The same is true for Mumin. He can make a specific, if he made a specific Tanai that she doesn't have a Mum, and then she did, they're not married at all. If he never made such a Tanai, he could just divorce her without a Ksuba. And the definition of what's a disqualifying Mum on an Isha is the same as what's a disqualifying Mum on a Kohen doing Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tess.